Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. On today's show, I have a returning guest. I have Erica Thaxton from VIP. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Carol. It's great to be back again.
Yes. I always enjoy spending time with you. We have great conversations always.
Yeah, we've known each other and worked together for a long time now.
Really long.
Yep.
We won't say that because it kind of gives our age away, right? No, just teasing. But I know we are in the month of March, but, you know, sometimes, you know, the information that we like to share on our HealthWorks shows pertains to months that are coming up. So, for example, April is our next month.
Yeah.
And April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And I know your role with VIP, that's something that you do, I wouldn't say on a daily basis, but a big part of your role. So do you want to tell our audience a little bit about, you know, you and your role in VIP?
So VIP, or Victims Intervention Program, we are a nonprofit victim service agency that work out of Wayne and Pike counties. We work primarily with people that have been affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, but also other traumas. You know, it doesn't have to fall into one of those three categories. Mm-hmm. So yes, April is National Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It's a very busy month, not only for us, but really in general. There's events that happen throughout the nation, and some of them it's kind of neat because like what we do here mm-hmm. is also being done on maybe the same day or a different day, but the same event is happening all over the United States to bring awareness to this really serious topic of sexual assault.
Right, right. Again, you know, and again, that's the most important thing is bringing awareness, you know, with your ultimate goal to reduce that and stop that sexual assault, which, again, you know, that's a very challenging thing to do.
Yeah. And ultimately, just like with any negative part of society, you know, we hope to eradicate it, but in reality, is that possible? Probably not with humans still on this planet. But the more education and awareness we get out there, prevention is the key. And not just prevention in terms of sexual assault, but teaching younger generations what a good, healthy relationship is, because it's so easy nowadays, and the way things are, you don't even realize it's happening until you're way in too deep, and then you can't find your way out.
Right, right. And again, that's something that VIP does, you know, with Debbie and Chelsea and your team at VIP. We work very closely with them. They go into the schools. You know, the schools are welcoming them now, you know, teaching these, you know, younger individuals about healthy relationships. You know, what are limits? You know, what to expect and what not to accept.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. And ultimately, like, we also, especially in the schools, are trying to focus a lot on the green flags, right? Because it's so often that everybody focuses on the negative or the red flags. And, you know, well, what about, why can't we focus on what is a good relationship? How should you feel, or how do these things occur? So, but yeah, we work in the schools. Debbie and her team, they not only do individual counseling, but do a lot of different prevention seminar type things with the students. I have since started working with a lot of the high schools and like their health occupations classes, like their CTE classes and stuff, and hope to continue to do that further because it's so important. I work very closely with the staff at the hospital and doing a lot of their training on these topics, and in general, providing trauma-informed care to all patients and the importance of it, and universally screening, and, you know, just you can't go wrong if you treat everybody the same in that manner. And it's so important for healthcare professionals to really recognize their role. They will get more positive disclosures than any other profession in this country simply because they're a trusted medical professional.
Right. And speaking of that, you know, as the medical advocate for VIP, you have a conference coming up, the Medical Advocacy Conference, or MAC for short. Can you talk about that, and, you know, who should attend, or,
I'd love to. So the conference, the Medical Advocacy Conference, is my baby. Sabrina, which is the medical advocate from WRC in Lackawanna and Susquehanna counties, she and I started this, this year will be our third year.
Wow.
And it has, just in the first two, it has grown so much. But the overall idea here is to bring in people from all different sorts of levels of professions, whether it be healthcare, community relations, social work, educators, but all over the place, bring them under one roof and let's learn about some of these topics that involve domestic violence and sexual assault. Because in reality, it doesn't matter what somebody has gone through. You can apply so many of the trauma-informed principles to somebody that has gone through all sorts of trauma. So although all healthcare professionals are invited and encouraged to come, we definitely welcome all sorts of professionals. We get a lot of social workers, a lot of school educators, and counselors within the schools. And that's great because they're such a pivotal role. But yes, it's April 9th. It's at Marywood University. For more information, you can look at our website or WRC's website or our social media for the registration information. And we're super excited to do this year. And Wayne is one of our sponsors. So we've been working even closer than we usually do, but we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good year.
Yeah. Wayne Memorial Hospital and the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, we do, you know, rely on VIP and, you know, all of you there to, you know, educate us and provide information and also to help our patients.
Yeah,
you know, in that time of need, which is so important. So thank you again for being a great partner.
Yes, well, thank you for allowing us to be. Mm-hmm. You guys have always been very open and welcoming and wanting the services, and that's what's so important.
Yeah, because you work with new nurses here at the hospital with staff.
And yeah, all the new staff, you know, I do a quick little spiel with them, but any new nurse hire, I do a much longer orientation, and depending on the unit, I work extremely close with them. And, you know, it's really, it's always been a positive relationship, but the past few years, even that, it has just grown exponentially. Mm-hmm. It's been great.
Yes. Yeah, it is, has been wonderful. So, you know, as part of, you know, Sexual Assault Awareness Month for April, you do have events coming up. So you want to talk a little bit about, you know, a couple of them?
Yep. So April 1st is what's called like our call to action. So it's the national starting day of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, or SAM. So everybody and anybody, if you have anything teal colored, please wear it on April 1st. You can send us pictures or you can tag us on social media. But again, let's bring awareness to that. Throughout the month, we also have some local bars and establishments that will be serving teal colored drink specials. Just again, to help bring awareness. And that's something new this year that we've talked about in the past, but we're super excited to see. Every year we usually do Take Back the Night, which is an annual event. This year it's being held on April 30th, and that also happens to be Denim Day. So again, on Denim Day, we ask for people to send in pictures or tag us with pictures of them wearing any sort of denim, as it does tie into Sexual Assault Awareness Month. But Take Back the Night, April 30th at 4:30 at Black and Brass in Holly. It's there at the bottom level of the Holly Hub. We will have multiple projects going on and displays that night. Of course, survivor stories, whether they are our clients or any survivor of sexual assault or a family or friend or somebody of no relation but that has been affected by this victimization in any way, they are welcome to come and share their mm-hmm. testimony or their story.
Right.
If they would prefer, they can write a poem and have it read by an advocate, or not have it read at all and it just be on display or artwork or anything like that. So if anybody is interested, please reach out to us so that we can make sure that we get that from you. We also will have a shoe project to represent different victims and stories and survivor stories, really.
Mm-hmm.
Clothesline display where survivors can decorate color a specific t-shirt that we give them to represent their victimization. Each color is associated with something different and they can draw on it whatever they want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some are about where they're at now. Some are about how they felt at the time or how they feel about it now or anything that they want to put on their words, pictures. We display it all. Also, there at that location, they will also be brewing a special coffee for us, which is called the Healing Grounds. And that is super exciting as well, because that's something new. So that will be throughout Black and Brass in Holly throughout all of April. And I believe that VIP will receive some of a portion mm-hmm. of the money for that, that has been paid. So thank you. Thank you all for the community. Just for supporting us,
yes.
right?
Yes.
You know, that's what it, none of this means anything without the community mm-hmm. support, both mm-hmm. professionally and personally. And it's super important. And thank you.
Yeah, you are welcome. I mean, because I think the reason why you get so much community support is because you help so many individuals. You know, VIP, you know, it is for anyone, again, in our community. What ages do you start with? And
so,
it goes up to whatever.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, you said it. It's for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Men, women, children. Children typically 5 years old and up, but it really depends on where they are at in their development, as well as how much the trauma is affecting their everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
Can we work with younger? We have, you know, again, every case is so individualized, but we do a lot of counseling, individual and group counseling. We have an emergency shelter for those that need to actively leave their homes or where they're staying for their safety.
Mm-hmm.
We have court advocates, legal advocates that can help just explain the whole legal process. You know, we can't give legal advice. We're not attorneys, but we can help be a support person or just help take that fear out of the unknown of what's going to happen there. As a medical advocate, I go and work with any medical professional or their staff in their place of business, do different trainings and things of that nature. To contact us, you can definitely call us. The most important thing to remember is that our services are not just for the survivors. Our same services are offered to their family, their friends, people who have no relation or association with that person, but have been affected
right.
by what
mm-hmm.
has happened. All of our services are free. They are all confidential. And that's huge in this world that
right.
you know the things that you say stay here.
Right.
But to reach out to us, you can certainly call us anytime. Our regular office number is also our 24-hour hotline where you can always reach one of our local staff or professionally trained volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
You can also visit us online at vipempowers.org as well as on social media. There'll also be additional information about these events as well as additional events throughout the year posted on social media as well.
Right. So what is your Facebook page?
It is VIP.
Perfect.
Yep. Very simple.
And you post wonderful information and so helpful information and community support and all that stuff on your Facebook page. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And what is the phone number to VIP?
570-253-4401.
Right. And that works in Wayne and Pike County. Like
yep.
if you dial that number, you know, you have that service available
yep.
For both counties.
Yes,
correct?
Ma'am.
And
yep.
again, they could also text.
Yes, that same phone number is mm-hmm. our text line now, which is so great that it's the same number now. But the text line, again, is still free. It is confidential. There's also an online chat feature that is confidential through our website mm-hmm. that they can find online. For any events, if they have registration, you know, all of that stuff is always listed on social media and our website as well. So all information can always be found there.
Yes, wonderful. You know, Erica, we could probably talk for another 15 minutes. I know. 30 minutes, right? The information that you have and that you share for our community is so valuable. So again, thank you for your everything you do, for everything VIP does for our communities.
Yes, and thank you for having me again. I love coming.
I love having you here. I always learn. I always say I learn something new every time I speak to someone.
Yeah, so, I'm sure you do. I can only imagine.
So again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.
Thanks.